I am Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist at Colonial. And today we are talking about the Bubble Bath Bomb. It is 4035, and this one has our Shuganate 160 dry in it, which we have not used in a formulation yet before that we've talked about, I know. So talk about a bubble bath bomb. This one is actually adding detergency to the water. It's not just turning the water a different color.
Right. Your traditional bath bomb is made up of sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, and citric acid, and then a liquid phase to hold it all together. So this is based on that kind of a formula. We've just replaced some of that dry phase with the Shuganate 160 dry so that you're actually getting some foam in there. Because a regular bath bomb is really just a color show, maybe some aromatherapeutic properties with the essential oils you might add in there, but nothing really to cleanse you.
So, yeah, with bath bombs, you can just kind of, like, drop in the water and then they'll dissolve, I guess is the word to use. But with this bubble bath bomb, you actually break it apart as the water's running or in the bath and kind of make the foam.
Yeah, you can just crumble it up under the running water. Adding in even a small amount of surfactant to a bath bomb can pretty dramatically reduce the rate at which it's going to dissolve and how much it's going to fizz around. So if you were to just throw this into the water, it would take a lot longer to dissolve and disperse in there. So this one's more meant to be crumbled up.
But when you did put this in the water and just let it sit, it kind of got like this really cool like foam cloud.
Yeah,
over
it expands
top of
really
it.
Slowly into this big, yeah, foam cloud.
It was
cloud.
Very neat. We'll have to see if we can post a video of that. But this one was, I mean, you had fun doing this in the lab, right?
Oh, yeah. You had a lot of fun.
So this one, you put grapeseed oil in it. What is that? Is that just kind of like to add to it?
Yeah, so that's part of the liquid phase to help it bind together. I think it's better to have an oil-based liquid phase. Some people will have one that's more water-based, but any water that you introduce is going to start trying to react prematurely with the sodium bicarbonate and citric acid. So I prefer, you know, an oil phase. And the Shuganate 160 dry is actually helping to emulsify the oils and the fragrance and the dye that you have in that liquid phase into the water in the tub. Because otherwise, those oils would just rise to the surface. And then when you go to drain it, you have issues of it forming a ring around the tub or leaving a slick of oil behind that can make it really slippery. So the Shuganate helps it disperse into the water and then rinse down the drain cleanly.
So a lot with our dry prototypes that you make, you're actually like pressing those together.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the same thing with the bath bomb, with the bubble bath bomb?
Yes. So you have your dry phase. Those are the phase A ingredients. You mix all those together. Then you mix your oils and your liquid phase and then add those together and it forms this kind of damp sand. And then those press into the molds.
What did you use? What mold did you use? Didn't you use like a cake popper?
Yeah, it was a cake pop mold.
We get crafty in the lab. I think for the jelly soaps, you're using
a brownie pan.
It works. It's fine.
But you usually will let these sit in the molds for a few hours to let them, you know, solidify before taking them out.
And with this one, you can kind of change up the fragrance or the colors.
Right, for whatever theme that you want to do, you can use essential oils if you want a more, you know, calming, therapeutic effect, or if it's for kids and you want to do more fun colors or fruity fragrances.
I wonder if you could put, like, a tiny little dinosaur. We should try that.
Ooh,
a
yeah,
tiny
I
little dinosaur inside,
in
and then when it dissolves, and they've got something to play with. We should test that out, maybe for Halloween. And one thing to know is that the 160 dry is just as non-irritating, if I say that right, just as non-irritating as our liquid form of Shuganate 160 NC. And that is the Bubble Bath Bomb. It is formulation number 4035. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, wow. It just slows down the fizz so much.